Hello, and welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and today is September 23rd, 2020. I want to share some scriptures with you, first of all. The first one comes from Acts 3, verses 19 through 21. And in Acts 3, Peter and John have gone to the temple, and they come upon a lame man by the gate of the temple. And Peter heals this lame man. Some crowds observe what has happened, and Peter goes into an explanation of them of what has happened. And these are part of his explanation, beginning with verse 19 and concluding with verse 21. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. And a second scripture I'd like to share is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through the first part of verse 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Well, for the past 3 weeks, I've been sharing some thoughts on the theme of order, disorder, reorder. This theme taken from the title of a song by Jason Gray. Today is the final installment on the theme reorder. Here are some of the lyrics from Jason Gray's song. I don't really want to change if I'm telling you the truth, but like it or not, your love won't stop till it makes me new. So give me all that you got from the bottom to the top till I look like you. Order, disorder, reorder, over and over. It wouldn't be the way I choose, but this is how you make me new. Well, as Gray's lyrics suggest, really, none of us likes these cycles that we go through of order to disorder and then to reorder, especially those times of disorder. But what he says, however, is very, very true. It's through these cycles in our lives that God makes us new. Our God is the God of reordering. In Acts 3, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer when they came upon a lame man begging by the temple gate. When asked by the beggar for money, Peter responded, silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Peter helped the man up, and immediately his feet and ankles were healed, and he began to walk. In the name of Jesus, the beggar's life was reordered. In explaining what had happened to an astonished crowd, Peter told them to repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Repentance is the first step in reordering our lives. Repentance, confession, and acceptance of God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ is all about refreshing or reordering our lives. Peter also said that even though Jesus was not present physically, it was necessary for him to return to heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago in his holy prophets. Restoration, refreshing, reordering. It's what God has been doing through Jesus. Over the last several months, the Monday Night Bible Study has been studying the book of Revelation. Revelation is all about God reordering his creation. A new heaven and a new earth, the new Jerusalem, God's dwelling place now among the people, and he will dwell with them. The writer says they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. The old order of things has passed away. I'm making everything new. Reordering. Bernard Eller, in the most revealing book of the Bible, his commentary on Revelation, says this: although John wants to speak of newness, he also wants to affirm a continuity with what had been previously. God's original creation was very good, and God is not about to act now in a way that would deny that fact. God will make all things new, not all new things. His newness is as much or more that of redemption as of creation. Redemption, repentance, restoration, newness. God is all about reordering our lives to be who we're intended to be, reordering his creation to what God intended it to be. I don't know about you, but I can readily identify with Jason Gray's lyric, "I don't really want to change." Change is difficult. Change is uncomfortable. But like it or not, God's love is going to keep working in me and on me. His love, loving me, won't stop until God molds me and makes me what he wants me to be, till God makes me new. You see, ever since the fall, God has been working at reordering. God called out a people to be his own and to be his spokespersons in the world. Then God sent his one and only Son, God's word, become flesh and living among us, that we might know God's grace and truth. The day is coming when Jesus will come back again and all things will be made new, reordered to the way God intended it to be. What about you? Are you saying, also, I don't really want to change? Or are you ready for some reordering in your life? Jesus came to redeem the world and us. In the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth, he announced these words, "But the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has appointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovering of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus came so that we don't have to stay stuck in a stagnant time of order or a painful time of disorder. When you receive Jesus into your life, he's going to go to work on you. Like it or not, he loves you so much that he's not going to give up on you until he makes you new, until he reorders your life to the way God intended it to be. These times of reordering can potentially be as painful or maybe even as more so than those times of disorder. The difference is that when Jesus is working in you to reorder your life, he's doing it out of love and the desire that you will know the abundant life of which he spoke. So let him do it. Let him reorder your life, because like it or not, his love won't stop till it makes you new. Can you say with Jason Gray, "So give me all that you got, from the bottom to the top, till I look like you. Order, disorder, reorder over and over. It wouldn't be the way I choose, but this is how you make me new." Let's pray. God, who is making all things new, we get stuck in a stagnant time of order, a time of habits and routines, as comfortable as they may sometimes seem. Awake us to new possibilities. God, who is making all things new, when we struggle through times of disorder, of suffering and uncertainty, give us the assurance that you are at work in those moments to reorder our lives to new possibilities. God, who is making all things new, when we are fearful of what might be, open our eyes to see your hand at work in our lives, surrounding us with your love and giving us hope for a blessed future. In your great love, reorder our lives according to your will and your way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless and have a good remainder of your week. Hope to see you on Sunday morning.